Welcome back to Overdunk, your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. My name is Zoinks, joined as always by Bridget, and that's right, we got the GOAT, Buzzer Bob, returning to the show. Always a good episode when you're around, Bob. Also, a very silly and game-filled episode, usually, when you're involved. And this episode is going to be no stranger to that. Get ready, folks, for some very exciting stuff near the end of the show. But before we get into any of that, Bob, my friend, how have you been?
Oh, I'm great. First of all, thanks for having me back on the podcast. I just love talking to you and Bridget. Love the Unite scene. And our pre-show, we were just talking about how much I've been having fun this season.
Let's go.
It's been a great roster of Pokemon. I know there's a lot of great stuff coming out, which we'll talk about soon in the episode. But no, I love being here because, yeah, I'm all about games. I'm all about having a good time. And if I can kind of bring those two together, like Unite and game shows, and have a little fun, I think we'll have a good time. But always, yeah. Always love being here. So thank you for having me back.
Ah, of course. I mean, the feeling's mutual, Bob, for sure. Bridget, how have you been, my friend?
I've been pretty good, playing a little Unite here and there, but I am addicted to The Sims as well, so it's hard to balance both.
Deep dunkheads in the lore know that this is not a new addiction. This is just one that resurfaces quite a bit.
When there's a new pack out, right. It becomes a little more prominent in my life.
Yeah, we got a new support added to the game, but it kept Bridget around for a bit. But as soon as that new pack hits,
I'm in draft. It doesn't matter.
It is true. It is true. We need a ranked reset to truly,
yes, honestly,
to truly get Bridget back, and we need ultra gaming Bridget if we're gonna have
my favorite rank to be in. Not even kidding.
Hey. It is a good time, and yeah, being able to pick El Cremie every game also feels pretty solid.
Exactly.
That is good. Yeah, this is, it's so funny with our podcast for Bob, I'm not sure if you've been able to see the episodes in which we have had a new Pokemon release, but we've been doing this thing this year where every new release, we give it a report card with different categories, like how strong we think it is in solo queue, competitive, how fun it is to play, etc., etc. El Cremie performed very poorly on the report card. But just one patch later, and it would definitely be receiving some different letter grades. It'll be interesting to see that result at the end of the year where some of these Pokemon end up. But we'll get into that.
There was one episode, I think, I forgot, it was either Suicune or Galarian Rapidash, where I'm like, I think I was talking to Bridget on Twitter about this. I'm like, I love this Pokemon. And she goes, you do not want to see the grade we gave it. I forgot which one it was, because I was having so much fun with it. And then obviously, I mean, both of them are still pretty, really good right now.
Yes.
So I think, as you say, with these buffs come out and you go back and it's like, okay, maybe we need a curve on this. Let's just readdress it.
Yeah, it's true. It's interesting. Yeah, we might be great on a curve. Getting a second look report card would be a funny experiment as well. Maybe in the future we'll have to put some of those together. But either way, I'm excited to see the final Unite GPA at the end of this calendar year and see how Unite
will we graduate. Perform. I don't know.
Passing grade.
Yeah. C's get degrees. Got to follow that in another area of my life. Oh, boy. Okay. Ay. But anyway, yeah, we were talking to the pre-show about how much fun we've actually been having with the game. You even mentioned my stream, which I had kind of forgotten about. I did dip back into the ghost-type Ironmon well again. It was a lot of fun. I also had a blast until I had to play a Sableye game. Less fun. But... A lot of great Pokemon. That is one thing. I am very clearly a ghost type enthusiast. I have like an entire, well, I guess Snorlax and Ditto were the most prominent plushies on the shelf. But there are a lot of ghost type Pokemon on there, I promise. behind me. But I do love playing those. But Unite has always done pretty well for ghost type Pokemon. There's 10 Pokemon on the roster that are all ghost type. They all perform quite well. Like Sableye's maybe the weakest link out of all. Dragapult also is not doing the best right now. we have a weird mix. But either way, I've been having a pretty good time with the game. It feels really fun. It feels like there's a lot of options. I'm just excited to see competitive play again. We got to see a little bit with the Unity Clash project that Gatlu and Shivam were always putting on and organizing. It was a really, really fun tournament. Bob, were you working that one at all? Were you doing any production work on the back end of that or no?
I was not, but I am in talks to jump on, because I love these what's the right word for this? Like homegrown or
grassroots?
Just like just
grass, yeah.
Grassroots. Why do I think homegrown?
Farm to table Pokemon Unite tournaments.
Amen. Yeah,
grassroots. That's what it is.
I'm saying farm to table now. That's
I like farm to table.
I like farm to table much better. No, these yes,
non-GMO. Tournaments.
Non-GMO. I love what the community does, and I've been talking to a great producer in the community, Shiv. Yeah. I've also been talking to Steel Agent Kyle. So shout out to Kyle. I want to help out as much as possible because I love these tournaments. I love the games we can play outside of the normal circuit. Mm-hmm. And who knows, you could see the next world champion coming from one of these events possibly. Yeah. That's what makes the game so exciting, is that you get a team, you play, you improve over time, and you may be on the big stage one day, and it's exciting.
I hope you're right, because that recent Unity Clash top four on winner's side were all North American teams, so I was over the moon. I was looking, I was like, oh, you all losing out in round of eight. Good to see you.
This is as usual, I see.
Yes, North America on top. All it takes is 1 year of North America not winning Worlds, and now I'm such a homer. I'm like, all right.
That's so true.
I miss the feeling of being the world champions. I need a team to take it back. They won twice in a row. I was like, okay, it's someone else's turn, but now I'm like, no,
boring.
I need that feeling again.
I believe in the IC sweep.
Yeah. OJ won that event, by the way. If anybody's, I unfortunately don't have the bracket in front of me, so I can't put it up on screen. But I did want to say that, like, Orange Roosters looked pretty phenomenal in that tournament. It's always tough with grassroots, right? There's a little bit more ping involved. So it's, you know, it's a bit of a toss up for some teams, but still some really incredible teams playing in that tournament. And OJ walking away with a win. So that's pretty sick. Oh, yeah. That is one thing we do at the pull up. Dextro did talk to me. There was a really cool, or talked in our chat here. I did have a really cool social post from the United Esports account with a ton of responses from North American players to, I think, 5 different questions. And some of them are so good. I'm going to try to pull that one up.
I love the format.
Yeah, it's a really cool
format. The United Twitter is always banging, honestly.
Yes, they really
is. It's all social media, but I see it on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are they? I didn't know they were on other ones. That's very funny.
They're on Instagram. I followed them on Instagram recently.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's pretty similar content, but they'll, you know, upsize it for Insta too.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to
Unite. I need to drop a follow for them now.
At Unite Esports? How are you not followed? On Instagram, you mean? Got it.
On Instagram, yeah.
It's like,
Twitter,
Bob, I've seen you interact with these posts. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, Bob.
Okay.
I start
for attention on Twitter.
Yeah, that's so okay, so which two... So okay, for audio listeners, what we're looking at is a really fun, basically 5 different questions given to players from all different North American teams. But which two regionals will reach finals? Which two regions will reach finals? Sorry. 5 different North American players, all with different amounts of words saying the same thing, NA versus Japan. That is Lunier, OG, Scarf, Bachizel, and Trainer all saying it's gonna be NA versus Japan. Totally, like, just the best regions. Okay, interesting. Let's move on. Most memorable moment of 2025. A lot of fun ones thrown in here. I think Vin Diesel winning it, though, with this answer, saying convincing Lutano to come out of retirement is the best moment of 2025.
Really for all of us.
Yeah.
For many people, I would say.
Exactly. Vin holding it down for the community. Love that. Okay, dream buff for Worlds. I think Kyrios and Lutano both saying Venusaur, but different builds of Venusaur is just adorable. I like that a lot.
I'm still a pedal dance stan, so I'm, you know, seeing Kyrios say that, it warms my heart.
That's yeah, it is... Destroy Pokemon. Also, Liko saying, hey, I already got Duraludon, which is a miracle in its own right. So I mean,
yeah, I love that. They were playing it before it was buffed. Uh-huh. So
who they want to play at Worlds? We already kind of got this answer from Slash in our interview on last week's episode. So if you haven't seen that, go check that out. But saying high five, they want their revenge after losing to them in the Asia Champions League. But Oogway stealing the show, aka Joey, saying Nouns Esports would love a free win. My God, what a good one-liner.
So good. So good.
And then Smuglox immediately after being like, now it's because I watched Bruv, and that's why I started playing Unite. Something so beautiful and wholesome, and then...
He gave Bruv the Unk treatment. He's like, I grew up watching you play. Which is...
It's time.
It's crazy. Also, Celeste, you know, a player after my own heart, going with Peru Unite, being the team they want to play, because I still think Peru's goated, so... that's pretty sick. Final question. Who do they want to dodge at Worlds? Honor with a good response. Classic Zeta Division, since we know how badly they want revenge. Yeah, fair enough. Flareons with the obvious answer of Peru. They scary, send help fast.
So good. That was my favorite answer.
Yeah, it was good.
Of all of the questions.
Did see a really cool thing, though. Riker, of course, version 1, responded saying, I want to dodge Insomnia because their team is full of creative demons, especially Usakazu. Usakazu responded to this, by the way. I don't know if any of you saw that. Yeah, he actually like gave the quote tweet. Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, here we go. Insomnia Usakazu getting the Riker with the stare down. So Usakazu ready for the matchup. That actually would be maybe the most insane draft we've ever had on a world stage of these two teams clash.
Now I'm thinking about the draft line and I'm scared.
It'd be like Phalanx, Dragapult versus like Dura Solrock. I don't know how they got Solrock on their draft. It's not in the game, but they made it happen. Like, that's the level we're looking at.
They drop it like the day of Worlds and they were like, you guys can use it if you want, but
run it. Yeah.
It's okay if you don't. Solrock, world's one.
I'm never getting Solrock in Unite. I think Solrock Lunatone, honestly, goated picks for red buff, blue buff, though. If we're ever getting a new map? Question mark? Who knows?
Galaxy map, please.
Galaxy. You go further up in the sky. Oh. Like, hey, there's sky ruins? Forget about it. We're going into space.
Yes. That'd be sick.
There's space ruins.
And Rayquaza's just still the main boss. They're like, listen, we changed the map. You can get the same Pokemon.
No, it'll be
the reskin with Lunatone and Solrock.
It'll be, if it's in space, it'll be Deoxys. See, this is what we're waiting for.
If Deoxys isn't a playable Pokemon and ends up being a wild Pokemon, I don't want to explain the crash out I will have. Like, I will be so frustrated. Like, please.
I was just about to say what Elvish said. Honestly, peak, like, Reggie replacement would be the Deoxys forms.
It is pretty good. It is pretty good, unfortunately. You want to know? Okay. We're doing the questions that we always ask, like, random people come on, but all right, let's give our goated Reggie replacements. What do we want to see as objectives that are more important than just, like, random mobs, but are still just gonna stay as wild Pokemon? I'll start with mine. I want the genies.
Ooh.
Like Landorus.
Or their special forms.
The Therian, the ones where they're floating on clouds, I think would make more sense for showing up as like mystical, you know.
Yeah, more Therian. Uniform.
Yeah. I think if they become playable Pokemon one day, they show up in their like legged forms.
Their legs.
Legs, yes.
Well, some have wings. One has wings. One's a turtle.
That's true. Oh, yeah, the weird one. The new one.
Hey, leave Enamorous alone.
Enamorous, that's right.
I am Enamorous's only defender.
Yeah.
No, I love it too. I'm a big fan.
Okay. An ally, finally.
Yeah, we got it.
Oh, I don't know it, but I don't even want to know Dupe Snack's opinion on Enamorous.
He definitely does not. I don't even need to ask. He does not like it.
Can we call him? Can we call him?
Can we
right
call
now?
Him?
And bring him
in. A friend. Quickly.
I don't think it's a good idea.
I'll message him.
Yeah. Hey, quick for the show. Thoughts on Enamorous.
That's all. Leave it like that. Just leave it.
I might send a pic.
Oh, Dexter's saying Tapus. Tapus would also be
sick. I was going to say Tapus.
Is that
no.
your answer? That could be your answer. I'm not taking it. I'm sticking with like Landorus, Thunderous, like that. Those all.
Yeah, Alola. So anything from Alola, I'm pretty down for it. I love, like, obviously, I love the Tapus, so I think they would be really cool.
Oh, I would love them. I want to play as them, though, is the only thing. Like, I want
this
to play.
This seems to be your problem for all of these.
Yeah. No, I don't care about the genies. I don't want to play the genies. I want to be
Deoxys.
Tapu Koko. Oh, well, yeah, them too. So, I mean, Gen 7 and Gen 3 are like my favorite gens, though. So it's like, it's tough. Okay, Bob, how about you? What would you replace the Regis with, given the option?
You know, I was leaning towards the Guardian because I love Alola.
Okay.
But I feel like, and this is not a cop-out answer, but I would change the mechanics to have the Lake Trios in the game as well.
Okay.
But then you'll have all three of them available on the map at one given time. I do want to see an opportunity, like, and with the Guardians as well, I want to see an opportunity where if they all appear one time at certain points in the map, depending on where your team is, you decide if you want to go take on one, take on two, and then you get boosted abilities through that way. But I think having a nice rotation is also good. But yeah, I think Lake Trios would be pretty good. Because you know they are from Sinnoh, so then you know you can think about, you know, you have Dialga and then you have Palkia and you have Giratina, so you could do some maybe like, you know, time space shenanigans possibly in space.
That'd be cool.
So there you go.
I have a really good Doopsnacks Enamorous update.
Okay, yes.
No way.
I'm very so interested.
Immediately, I said quickly, "What do you think of Enamorous?" He said, "What is that?" And so I sent him a picture, and he said, effing cursed. What the F is that? Is that like Law and Order SVU Tornadus or some shit? So he doesn't like it.
Ah, well, I think we should have expected this.
I told you. Sorry, I thought it was very funny.
No, I think that's hilarious. Oh my gosh.
That's fantastic.
I thought that it was very much what I expected.
Such a Doopsnacks answer, I feel like.
Oh my goodness. Okay, sorry. I just got a message about something like our Twitch quality, but I don't know how to fix it now. So this is what it is.
I don't think it's bad.
Okay, sweet.
Well, I don't have audio on, but.
Well, it's more like video, but it's okay because we're not really showing too much. Well, we are going to get visuals later. We'll get into that.
Yeah.
Okay. We're already talking about new map elements or whatever. So maybe we just jump into that as our first topic. The rumors have started because there are people thinking potentially there's going to be a new map or at least updates to the map in Pokemon Unite. We'll see. Is what I say in the first place. But let's talk about it a little bit. What the source from is in the new Charizard, like, gacha, like, Hollowware thing. There was a trailer in which Charizard was fighting enemy Pokemon against Regirock on the top side of the map. Notably, not where Regirock goes. That's not his spot. So, let's talk about this a little bit. Do we think there are going to be map updates in the next Pokemon Unite patch? Is Regirock going to be at the top bat? Just initial reactions. Are we feeling like it's going to have a change? Or do we think it's not going to have a change? Bridget, we'll start with you.
Man, I hope so.
Okay.
Even since we were kind of discussing a bit beforehand that would swapping the Reggie places really make a difference? Not really, but I think all of us have just been begging for something to be different about this map for many years, so any kind of sign that that is perhaps the case is very enticing. So I hope so.
Yeah. I tend to agree. Okay, how about you, Bob?
Well, I want change. I think a lot of us want change. I don't think it's going to come anytime in the next couple of months. I mean, I'm just saying, like with Worlds around the corner and whenever this patch drops, I can see maybe later in the year, possibly. I think that'd be great.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, expecting any big map changes before Worlds, obviously, I don't think so. But even just the slightest, like, ounce of life giving it to a map. I mean, yes, if you're swapping where the Regis are, okay, cool. If you're putting in new Pokemon for wild Pokemon, that's great. But in terms of like map, like layout, that's what I want to see in an update because, you know, when we had Zapdos, you had a straight beeline to the center. Then Anthea Sky Ruins, now you have to have more of a longer path to go around to mid. So what else can they do here? I would love to see maybe some, maybe more teleportation options possibly. Whoa, again, going back to the space theme, I don't know. I will get off the space theme, I promise.
No,
you don't have to. I really. Like space You're theme. Allowed to.
I think well, Dialga Palkia would be cool. Actually, I have a crazy idea for. Sorry to cut you off, but we'll get back to your point.
No,
in a second.
Say it.
I have a crazy
don't
idea.
Don't worry about it.
If Dialga was the main objective, what about this as a mechanic? This is such a broken mechanic. God. What about this as a mechanic? Let's say when you knock a Dialga, gone is your scoring acceleration opportunity. So you don't get a ray shield to help you with scoring. You don't make the goal zones defenseless like Zapdos did. You do get a buff to, let's say, move speed and damage. So your whole team gets a move speed and damage buff. And the last thing is, this is so broken.
Okay.
You
You're
get
really building it up.
If you are behind, your team is losing, you get a minute of overtime to change it. Because of the time base mechanic. So like if you knock out Dialga, and so that means if you are the winning team and you knock out Dialga, this game still ends right at 10 minutes. Because you have Dialga buffs, so there's no overtime for the enemy team to try to compete. Or if you're winning it lessens the time, that's too much. That's too much. Already the other one's too broken. But I think that would be actually crazy. And then you could also do like something with Palkia, like maybe the goal zones become bigger. No, that's bad.
Shut up.
We're brain barfing right now, but real dunkheads know I'm onto something.
On your side of the map.
Yeah. Perfect.
Dude, we should be devs. This turned into a theory crafting episode really quick.
Yeah, it did. I'm in the brainstorms, but I don't hate my overtime idea, by the way. I'm holding on to that for a second.
I like a pausing the clock kind of thing. Ooh, that's cool.
Actually, whoa. Bridget, please continue with that thought because I was just thinking about something similar.
Yes, that's all I had. That was instead of like adding like plus one or like plus a minute, it would just like pause it. That would and it almost have like a timer when it will unpause.
I would really like those new elements. Like if you have a new map, I want to see new elements. I know we're still on the whole idea of Palkia and Dialga because there's a lot you can do with it. Just imagine if both of them hit the map at 2 minutes. And your team has to make a decision. Am I going for Dialga? Am I going for Palkia? Is both teams going for each one? Maybe if you knock out both, does Giratina come out 1 minute? There's a lot of things you can build up to this where do the teams decide which boss to attack? Are they all attacking one because they want that time buff? They want that speed buff? They want to have the teleportation buff? There's a lot you could do with that. And that's what I want to see in a new map. Not just a new path, but I want to see new mechanics. Something that can actually change the game. And to your point, Zoinks, what can a team that's falling behind by like, 400, 500, 600 points, even if we give them like that small window of opportunity to come back and make some really epic plays, I think that would be awesome to watch.
I think it'd be fun. Okay. What if for Palkia's buff? I'm having a hard time with Palkia. What if Palkia's buff, if you used the jump pad, it got like longer? Like it could go to the enemy tier one. You could jump pad to the enemy tier ones now.
That would be good.
Flying all the way across me
The jump animations, like the screenshots we'd get of like Pokemon like flying.
Yes.
Imagine being that one defender on tier one and all of a sudden you get bodied up by like five people coming over at the same time.
Evil.
It would be evil. Honestly, I like the idea because of playing on the two box art, Pokemon, and then like it could be either boss or there could be two bosses at the same time or whatever. All that being said, I think we're already in a realm of not realistic. I think realistically, if they're making a new map, it's one new boss, right? That's what we're looking at. And if they give us Gen 4, I'm fighting for Giratina. I think it just makes sense as a big, big bad boss monster. I think the final objective Pokemon should absolutely be Giratina. I think that'd be that's the Pokemon I've been pulling for a long time though. So
which form?
You know what's funny? I would normally say like Origin because I think it's cooler, but I think it's too much like Rayquaza. So like I think you do gotta change it. Like, you gotta
give him feet.
Gotta
yeah.
give him feet, I think.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I hate to say it. Or you knock out Giratina and then he changes form, you know, and then you could take a second team size.
Like
you know?
ZA.
Yeah. yeah. Volo shuts up.
Sorry, Arceus. Yeah.
yes. Yeah, legend. That's true. That would be it wouldn't work, but it would
funny.
Be neat.
No.
okay, let's go back to the rumors at hand just for a second. So we're looking at some of those tweets. I was showing the images on screen. There's a few things that are a little detracting from the new map theories in the first place. One is people are like, well, maybe these images came from like the China version of the game. However, China still does not have they have a version of Remote Stadium that they're playing on, yes. right? It's not Thea Sky Ruins. And that map was very clearly Thea Sky Ruins. Same grass, same rocks, same terrain. We're very familiar at this point. So that is strange. It could be a preview of whatever China's going to be playing on, but the wild Pokemon were also the same. You saw Bunnelby in frame for a lot of those ones, so it's very strange. The other option is it's like a dev build and showing Charizard facing off multiple Pokemon with map obstructions is a lot cooler for a trailer than just dumpstering Cramorant in the middle of the map like all the other trailers we have. So
I don't know. That one goes pretty hard.
Yeah. well, don't
really
worry.
Like
it's still Cramorant getting their beak pummeled in. But it is just in a different setting this time around.
With others.
Yeah. So I think, I've seen some people, Dexter saying, it in chat now too. Also, huge shout out, thank you so much to Overlord for the huge raid, by the way. Dexter's been saying it in chat, it could be a preview of the Thea Sky Ruins map that China will eventually receive. I think that is a likely theory. The only one that gave me pause was that Regirock is like standing in a weird spot in the image, like almost like out of map frame in that way, which felt a little strange. So I'm not too sure. Either way, I think all of us would absolutely adore a new map, but I want to kind of get a vibe check on all of us. World's announcement, we've already talked a few of the things that we're really hoping for, right? Like, I would absolutely lose my mind if it was Auto Chess goes global. A lot of people want the entire China mode of the game, China version of the game, to go completely global. We'll probably get a few new Pokemon announcements, but if the World's announcement we got was, let's say, a new Pokemon release, and Thea Sky Ruins is getting an update, a facelift, if you will. Things are changing on Thea Sky Ruins. How would we feel about that? Like, is that a positive thing? Is it not enough? Bridget, we'll start with you. What is, like, the face reaction to that?
I too want to change, like Bob said. So I'm pretty open to it. Obviously, it would depend on what the change is. Shocker. Mm-hmm. But when we had that, I think back to when we had that cute little moment where we went back to remote on ranked for a little bit and everyone was like so angry.
Yes, I
but
remember.
I was like, every time you complain about remote, I grow stronger.
Bridget, sorry. I think we lost your audio there for a sec. You back?
Unplugged, so.
Nope, you're back. Let's go.
For me. Sorry, my mic is sensitive, and I was really passionate, I guess.
You want change!
Yeah. So, I'm, like, bringing on. 500 point mode does make me a little, like, nervous, just because mm-hmm. It feels, like, so different. So, yeah. I would like kind of something like you were saying it would likely be Zoinks, like a reskin, a new central guy, maybe, you know, like cool. I would be very jazzed. And I think many people would be.
Cool. I like that. Bob, how about you? What would your vibes be towards a facelift of Thea Sky Ruins as a world's announcement?
I would think it would be a step in the right direction. I don't think Worlds can get away with just saying here's three new Pokemon joining the fray. Uh-huh. It needs to be more than that. I'm okay with a new skin on Thea Sky Ruins, like if the terrain changes, if we get maybe some new Pokemon, a new wild Pokemon, mm-hmm. New buff ideas. I think that'll be fun. I mean, to Bridget's point, the 500 point mode does concern me. It's a good mode, don't get me wrong. I feel like to completely abandon the idea of a new map just for 500 point mode in the competitive scene has its pros and cons to it. Mm-hmm. Maybe more pros and cons because people love 500 point mode. I do enjoy it as well. But I think for longevity of the game,
yeah,
having a new map with new mechanics is what Pokemon needs to focus on, I believe, if they want to keep people coming to the game, keep people invested into the game. Mm-hmm. Because a new map means new strategies, new game plans, new ways to, play the game. So that's what I'm hoping for. I don't want to hear just, here's three new Pokemon coming in the next 3 months. Right. Give me something else to, give me auto chess, please. I'll take auto chess.
God, that'd be so sick. Yeah, we're... big auto chess fans.
I think I want that more than like a new map, honestly.
Want is an interesting like way to describe it. I think the auto chess patch to Unite, I think, would do way more for the game than a new map would. Like, I think way more people would pick up and download Pokemon Unite if it had auto chess compared to if we got a new map. That being said, I think if what I personally want, so I want the game to succeed, so I guess I want that option. But if I was like, wanted to improve my play experience, it would be a new map. I think that'd be sick. Really? One thing that was talked about recently, I saw Lutano talking about it on Twitter, saying, because I think it was in response to the two experience share metagame, right? How it's just so entrenched now, it's almost impossible to get rid of it. Experience share is such a strong item. Lutano was like, if you want only one experience share, we need three lanes, and that goes away. And I was like, dang, what if that's a map change? They like Deus Sky Ruins now with three lanes? That would be insane.
That would be cool.
That would fundamentally change how we play the game in a really, really cool way. Be more in line with a lot of other MOBAs, obviously, way more in line with a lot of other Timmy MOBAs. Which would be, I don't know, would be so crazy. A totally different game we'd be talking about. And it's still like I don't know. Now I'm so all in on wanting that idea. However, I don't believe it'll happen, but I do want it. Who knows? Okay. All right. We've talked about so much about a new map, and we don't even have confirmation that a new map is coming. But speaking of
one Regirock in the top lane, and we were like, what if they added a third lane?
What if it's space?
And what if Dialga gives you a minute of overtime if you're losing?
Like, we will take a crumb and
Oh man.
Keep it going.
Yeah, my brain is built in the way that I'm just like, I just want to pitch ideas all the time, always. So sorry everybody who has to tune into these streams. That's basically all it is. But okay, let's move on to our next topic. I think we're gonna skip one of the I did want to talk about, kind of in the same vein of predictions. A Pokemon Presents is coming up very soon. I think this week, right? Is it sometime this week or is it next week?
In one week, I believe.
Today. So our next podcast will be talking about whatever happened in the Pokemon Unite portion of it. There will be a Pokemon Presents. I think it is very safe to assume it will be largely based around Legends ZA happening. Yeah. I think there's an outside chance that Champions gets talked about a little bit. The only reason I say it's more on the outside is because that feels a very World Z announcement and talking point. Like, if you're really going to pump Champions, I would do it at your competitive Epicenter announcement point of time. But it could happen. Cafe Remix will probably have a new route and a new character. Yes. It's got a cute little outfit, which will be sick. And then, of course, Pokemon Unite will probably get... I mean, we'll probably get, like, the Latios full announcement. Do we think we get anything more for Unite? I really don't know what they would announce for Unite if they were to. We'll start with you, Bridget. Any predictions for Pokemon Presents? Is Unite getting treated at all? Or any other predictions Pokemon-wide?
I feel like, realistically, for Unite, we're just going to get the Latios. Mm-hmm. I think I would my like small stretch goal is we get Latios release date.
Okay.
Kind of talked about Latios already getting its confirmed date, mm-hmm. and obviously they've just done nothing about Latios, so the assumption there is they're not releasing at the same time, which to me is kind of like boo boo tomato tomato, because their passives are like linked, so I'm like, do they have a different, or I guess it's not their passive, it's their ability. I don't know. It feels weird to have the ability in the game. I think it is listed as their
passive. Like it's
That's weird.
Yeah.
To have the passive, like you can't use your passive until whenever Latios comes out. So, I don't know, mm-hmm. whatever.
It's weird.
Not my circus. Yeah. my short-term goal is we get Latios, but my like bigger stretch goal, which is less likely, is we get something unexpected, which I do feel like they like to do the unexpected thing at Worlds. Like Worlds is when we got the new map announcement. Like last mm-hmm. year we got Psyduck, which was like honestly so hype.
Yeah. people went nuts for Psyduck. Like so absolutely nuts.
In my headcanon, I could see that being like the auto chess moment, Worlds more so, but man, I would love a surprise.
Me too. How about you, Bob? I think let's frame it the way Bridget did. A realistic guess and then your stretch goal. I like the stretch goals. Yeah.
I love this. Realistic guess, yes. I think we'll get the final half of the Latios puzzle figured out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we're gonna get a lot of Unite news at the present. No. I think at Worlds we will get, maybe now that the Switch 2 has been out for a few months, I think that's a great opportunity for them to promote, you know, new features to come to the game for Switch 2. Ooh. Which includes, you know, maybe like, you know, what we've seen in the China releases, maybe a new lobby, maybe the auto chess. I think, and then obviously the map idea, I think, would be great at Worlds. And then just general Pokemon present stuff. I think, like you said, Zoinks, it's going to be ZA focused. Probably maybe a new Mega Pokemon will be shown. Possibly.
In this presents, for sure. I think we get multiple megas for sure.
They need to hype up the Z. I mean, ZA is already hype, but they gotta, you know, keep like sprinkling some.
No, but this does feel nuggets. Like the beginning of the press cycle for it, kind of, right?
Does.
Like they've given us like all the context we need for the game. Like, all right, now we know it's in the city, and they got this night and day thing or whatever. And now they're like, okay, now here's all the reasons to be excited about the game. And they're gonna start hitting us with megas and hints at a character showing up or something. I think those are about to start beginning. But yeah.
I'll throw out two more quickly.
Yeah.
For Pokemon Presents. I don't know if we've seen it yet, but I think we might see some footage for season 2 of Pokemon Concierge.
Great call, Bob.
I'm a huge fan of that series, so I think we might see some stuff for Pokemon Concierge. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe, I'll throw it out there, it's a wild card, a new Pokemon project. I don't know what it could be, but just a new Pokemon project. Something new we haven't seen yet. But if people are coming in saying, how about Gen 10? I don't think we'll see Gen 10 until maybe early next year. That's also my thoughts on that.
Gotcha. Yeah, I am very aligned. I think Gen 10 we are not getting until the following. Like, not at Worlds, not at Presents. Unite at Presents, my realistic expectations. We get a Latios and Latios promo around the anniversary. We're very lucky. It's a cool animated trailer, kind of like we got with, like, Sarah Ledge and stuff. Like, I think that maybe we get a cool trailer for the Latios and Latios. Other than that, stretch goal for this Presents... this would be crazy as it was Databind, Electrode volleyball announcement and edition.
Yeah, where?
And this presents, that'd be cool. If they're like, hey, we're updating the game. and we're putting Electrode Volleyball into the game. I'm like, world's side event. Let's run it. I'm challenging anybody to Electrode Volleyball. So I think that'd be kind of fun. Worlds announcements, we've talked about it a few times. I would love Auto Chess. I think that'd be my absolute favorite. A new map update at Worlds would be incredible. Realistically, I think we're getting 3 new Pokemon. I think that is likely it, which is a bit of a bummer. But that also, which would be kind of fun at Pokemon Presents, if they wanted to, I don't know why they would, but they could. World Championships are coming up very soon. Last World Championships, we had a Worlds event pass in the game where you could earn the different World Championship jerseys. That'd be kind of fun to promo that if it's happening again.
I hope it is. I loved that.
It was so cool. Mm-hmm. Like the free event pass, you got the generic one for free, which if you just played enough, and then the paid one, you got to like pick like multiple team jerseys. I thought was really smart. Which is like a really well designed event pass for people that were into it. And every now and then you run into someone with ladder, and it feels like a very cool, unique like clothing item when they have like a region jersey. You're like, oh no way, you got like Japan's world jersey. That's so sick. Like, so I think that would be awesome. I hope it shows up again. Because full disclosure, I've gotten a sneak peek at the jerseys, and I think they're pretty cool. So, honestly, all the branding for this year Worlds surprised me with how good it is. Just going to be totally honest.
The plushies.
So good.
Yeah, the Fennekin plushies, I will die for. Dexter did announce Worlds casters have technically been announced, by the way, for every game on the broadcast website or whatever it is. We'll talk more about it when there's an official socials announcer, whatever. I think we'll like kind of bring it up on screen, talk about it a little for a little bit. But if anybody is curious listening to the show, it is the 6 commentators who worked the event last year. And there is 7 people on the commentary team this year. And Soph is going to be joining the Worlds commentary team. So,
yay!
Huge shout out to Soph.
That's so exciting. I'm so happy.
I didn't know that.
So it's really sick. Yeah, it's on the broadcast website. We're not going to make like a huge deal out of it until they big announce, and we can all celebrate together online and stuff. But it's the way Worlds releases their way Pokemon releases their information is
it's fine.
It's very closely tied into their press cycle and their and how they do it. So it's very slow sometimes, but that's okay. But anyway, that's our predictions for Pokemon Presents potentially. Okay, y'all, we got Buzzer Bob on the show. And whenever we get Buzzer Bob, we gotta go a little crazy. We gotta play some games. So we're gonna be playing 2 games for y'all. So for those of you who are still hanging out on our Twitch chat, thank you so much for joining. That is gonna kind of conclude our general Pokemon Unite chat. And now, it's happy fun time. So we're going into... Bob has a... Well, has loosely been described as a trivia game that Bridget and I are going to play in. And then after that, very excited for all of you, we are going to be doing a draft, the 3 of us, Bridget, Buzzer Bob, and Zoinks. We are going to be drafting our favorite Spraggles and Dupe Snacks caster outfits. So we have 30 some options, I think 32 options, and we are each going to draft 5 of them. That's going to happen. Don't worry, we'll make the pictures a little bit bigger on screen. For those of you audio listeners, we will do our best to describe them. But there are a lot of good looks that these 2 gentlemen have had, and we are going to be drafting to try to take our best ones onto our team, and then, of course, you all can decide who drafted the best one. Before we even get into that, Bob, I want to do your trivia game first.
Oh, God.
So, are you ready, my friend?
I am never ready to do these.
Perfect. Bridget, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Perfect. Let's do it.
So, and please, if you're listening in your car or you're watching the stream right now, you can play along at home and see how well you do. I put this together about an hour ago. That just shows how organized I am.
I also put mine together an hour ago, so we are aligned here on Overdunk.
I am chock full of ideas, and hopefully as time goes on, I have more time to plan it, but this is a very simple
TFT version. At Worlds space map, 3 lanes, overtime. Worlds is going to go there crazy.
Go. Yeah. Imagine if they actually changed all of that a month before Worlds. I would kind of, as someone not playing, goodness. I would love it.
I'd love it. I might sue. I don't know. That's my intellectual property they just took.
You wouldn't single-handedly take down the game after they just took all your ideas to save it?
Exactly.
You would take down Pokemon in a lawsuit.
Easily. Easily. All right. So, Zoinks and Bridget, I hope you're ready to throw down with some trivia.
Oh, we're ready.
I have eight questions here. They're not really questions. What I did was I pulled eight random Pokédex entries.
Okay.
For Pokemon that are in Pokemon Unite.
Oh.
I'm gonna so you already have a limited pool.
Yep.
You're gonna buzz in with just saying your name. You can cut me off at any time. If you're right, I give you a point. But if you're wrong, your opponent can steal for double points. So make sure when you log in.
Okay.
Log in. Make sure you buzz in quickly, and you will have 5 seconds to answer after you buzz in.
Heard.
So I will be keeping track of this. Now, if no one's getting it, I might throw some hints here and there, but
sure.
We'll see how it goes. This is lightweight trivia I have right here. So let me pull up the first question.
Okay.
And let me get my timer. Are you both ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Bridget, if we're gonna buzz in, just say buzz.
Yeah. That's true. I'm just gonna like yell.
Yeah.
That's my plan. Yeah. And ironically, yes.
Here we go.
This is good podcasting. We're crushing. Okay, go ahead.
We are crushing this so hard. Here comes your first Pokédex entry. This is, again, all Pokemon are in Unite.
Got it.
Never mind.
Okay.
Here it is. Its very sensitive ears lets it distinguish distant sounds. As a result, it prefers quiet places.
What? Oh, Buzz?
Oh, Zoinks? What do you say?
No, that's just wrong. Okay. I was going to say Fennekin.
Say it.
Fennekin. No, it's not Fennekin. Bridget, okay. I will give you double points if you can tell me the answer. Its very sensitive ears lets it distinguish distant sounds. As a result, it prefers quiet places.
Delphox line is a good idea, but I will go with my initial one and say Alolan Raichu.
Also, a good guess. It is not correct. I don't know if anyone in chat has thought about it. If I say it's a supporter Pokemon.
Does that help? Sableye? Sorry, Buzz?
Yeah.
I wonder what you're
going
to say.
Sableye?
No point. No, not Sableye. No,
I actually thought I had that with that one.
Wiggly? This,
you're getting close. This entry came from Pokemon Silver.
Oh. Okay, Gen 1 or Gen 2.
Okay, so like, what are even our supporter options? Is like Blissey?
Yeah, Blissey, Clef.
Is it Clefable?
It's Clefable, Clefable was the answer, yeah.
She has sensitive ears.
A little challenging.
That's, okay, can I get a clarifier? Are they always the final Pokemon in the line?
Oh, sorry, yes. Okay. They're always the final Pokemon.
Good. I assumed all line, but good to know.
Yeah.
That would be way harder. They're all like the official roster on the official Pokemon Unite website.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
No Golduck, only Psyduck.
Gotcha. Exactly.
Gotcha. All
right. Here goes number two. They have gentle hearts. Because they rarely fight, many have been caught. Their number has dwindled.
Oh. Holy shit.
Okay, can you read it one more time?
Yes. They have gentle hearts. Because they rarely fight, many have been caught. Their number has dwindled.
This is so hard. Why is it so hard?
Okay, I'm gonna critically think about every Pokemon is my problem. I'm gonna throw out some clues. It is a Gen 1 Pokemon, and this entry comes from Pokemon Gold.
Okay.
But no, that wouldn't be. They're more. I was gonna say that's wrong. No, I'm not buzzing. No double
that's
points
fine,
for Bridget.
That's fine. That's fine. This Pokemon role is Defender.
Crap. Now I'm back on the thought I maybe had. Buzz?
Buzz.
Oh, Zoinks was first. 5 seconds.
Slowbro? Wait, what? Is it Slowbro?
It's not Slowbro.
Okay.
Double points, Bridget. Can you give me an answer? Double points if you get this right.
Well, I was definitely going to say Slowbro, so I'm glad I let him go first.
You're welcome.
It's a defender.
If it's, I'm going to be so mad if it's the one I think it was.
Is it?
I know it now. Dang it, Elvis.
Shush. Lapras.
It is Lapras. Two points.
Yeah.
I was like, it can't be Snorlax. It's there. Not a lot of them have been caught. There's only the one in the game with the flute.
But I don't even feel like Lapras are that common either.
Well, they're not, but because they're almost in danger. But actually, Elvish posted this in chat. I don't know if you saw it. I do know this dex entry, which is a later dex entry, says it's no longer endangered because of like breeding process. I think in Alola, that's where it was. That's its dex entry, which is like really cool.
Yes, redemption arc.
Yeah.
Yes.
Aww,
yes.
That's so cute.
Breathing. Okay. Let's continue.
I also I also love how into it Bridget is.
Yeah.
The game.
It did the shush zoinks, so that was maybe a little aggressive.
Yeah, and make me have to edit in a bleep. I'm not.
Here comes number three.
Okay.
Number three. This Pokemon can be spotted in wall paintings from as far back as 10,000 years ago.
Whoa. Oh, Buzz.
For
what? Zoinks?
Mamoswine?
For a while, it was thought to have gone extinct. It's from Pokemon Sword. The answer is Mamoswine. You got a point. Well done.
I thought you kept reading because I got it wrong.
I did too. I was happy.
Yep, you're right.
Enjoy your 2 seconds of happiness, Bridget.
That's all I'll get.
After three questions, you're on one. Bridget, you're on two. We still have 5 more questions. Might be a close game.
Oh my gosh.
Here comes question number four.
This is a good one.
Yeah, this is fun. I like this. Okay. The competition. Question four, or Pokédex entry number four. It appears when it senses an impending natural disaster.
Buzz.
Damn it.
Oh, Bridget. Yeah, 5 seconds.
Not my mic. My mic unplugged. My mic unplugged.
Don't take my voice.
Give it to me. I literally stood up and like shook my desk. So that was, that was my bad.
Okay, that's fine. What's your answer?
Oh, I said Absol.
Yes. As a result, it was mistaken as a Doom Bringer. The answer is Absol. That's correct. 1 point.
I actually didn't know the lore behind it, like the extra piece that, like, that it was a mistake. Like, that's a tough rep to carry.
Damn. Yeah.
Okay.
But great. Yeah. Someone says Bridget is stalling.
Yeah. Wow.
But hey, I don't have my video on, but I feel like from the passion behind my buzz, you should know I like jumped.
Yeah. I believe you. All right.
Okay. We have 4 more to go. I'm going to double the points. 2 points for a correct answer.
And
a steal is worth four points.
So here we go.
Oh my gosh.
Here comes the next one.
Okay.
It flies at speeds equal to a jet fighter plane. It never allows Zoinks.
Garchomp.
It never allows its prey to escape. This is from Alpha Sapphire. The answer is Garchomp. 2 points.
We're so back. We are levels so of back. Unbelievable.
Off the charts.
Off the charts.
We are back. Folks, we are tied 3-3.
Piss.
Insane.
And we have 3 more questions. Here we go. This is the next one. Lock in. Here we go.
Oh, we're locked up. We have never, Bridget and I have never been this locked.
I actually don't think I focused this hard in like weeks.
Yeah, don't tell our bosses.
Yeah,
we won't say anything. Here we go. When you rub its cheeks, a sweet fragrance comes wafting out. However, you'll also get a light shock.
Oh, Buzz.
Oh.
Zoinks?
Is it 2, which one? Pikachu?
1. It is not Pikachu. No. Bridget, for 4 points and the steal, when you rub its cheeks. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Alolan Raichu?
This entry is from Ultra Moon. The answer is Alolan Raichu. And Bridget, you are back.
Unprecedented levels of being so bad.
Oh, I should have said it. Well, he's got the stupid pancake thing.
Yep. He's got the stupid... But it's thinking United Stars, so...
Right, yeah.
Nothing makes sense. Imagine if he was, like, scent-focused and he rubbed his cheeks.
You learn, yeah.
No,
just imagine. Yeah, just imagine.
I would love it. I would love it. It's fun.
It's cute.
Even there are some Pokédex entries that mention that it loves pancakes. I'm like, I could use that, but it kind of gives it away.
Yeah.
So I figured the 50-50 between Pikachu and Alolan Raichu, and you both fell into that, and I love the. I would say
Zoinks fell into it.
Was, yeah. Apparently, I would. It was such a coin flip for me. I was like. I don't know about the something. But like, yeah, go continue.
Right. I know. I was too unsure.
We have two questions left. So Zoinks, you're on 3. Bridget, you're on 7. Again, we have double points. 2 for a correct answer, 4 for a steal.
So
Zoinks,
I need to win out here to tie.
You could steal.
Yeah, I need to fail.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Here, Bridget, answer first next time.
Shoot.
This is your penultimate question. Here we go.
Oh.
It's so strong that it can knock out some opponents in a single hit, but it also may forget what it's battling mid-fight.
That's a hilarious Pokedex answer.
That's like every pro player. No, I'm just kidding. I'll read again.
It's so strong that it can knock out some opponents in a single hit, but it also may forget what it's battling mid-fight.
Okay, I do have some guesses.
Here come the clues. This Pokemon's role in Pokemon Unite is
all-rounder.
Attacker.
Whoa!
Ooh, okay, that eliminates like all of my guesses.
Yeah, me too. Wait, okay.
This Pokemon's difficulty based on Pokemon Unite is expert.
Okay. Expert attacker is kind of rare, actually.
This dex comes from the game Pokemon Sword.
Okay. It can knock them out in a single what? Hit?
It says it can knock out some opponents in a single hit, but it also may forget what it's battling mid-fight.
What on earth?
You can also say that sometimes... this Pokemon gets a lot of screen time on the Unite social channels.
Buzz?
Zoinks?
Is it Cramorant?
It is Cramorant.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 points. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Cramorant's listed as an expert rating on Pokemon Unite. Yep. Interesting. I guess that makes sense. It's combo.
Dive is weird, yeah.
It's a combo based attacker, yeah. I would say, yeah, you take some tactical skill. Interesting. Okay. I really needed Bridget to guess first on that one. That's yeah.
Wow. I was not even looking at Cramorant for that.
Yeah.
I don't see Cramorant as a guy who knocks out in one hit.
Right. I do see Cramorant as a dumb forgets who he's fighting.
But I do
but
see
not,
him as
yeah.
a dumb guy. Yeah, you're right.
But not
yeah,
a
you're right. But I was seeing it as just like they're so like they just want to like you know, box. They want to just fight.
Right.
And Cramorant doesn't seem like he's like that they forget what they're fighting about. That was the energy I was.
Yeah. Yeah. Missed that. That was a tough one.
No, so that was good.
Here's where we stand. And Zoinks, you have 5.
Okay.
Bridget, you have 7. So Bridget, you are in the lead with 7 points.
Wow, it's an honor.
It's amazing.
I know. It's very exciting. I could make this like, you know, a 3-point question and anybody can win. But I want to have a little bit of fun with both of you. I want you to both.
Okay.
Again, Zoinks, you have 5. Bridget, you have 7.
Okay.
I want you to both secretly DM me a wager of your points.
No, okay. I knew you were going to jeopardy this.
So Zoinks, you have 5. Bridget, okay. You have 7. I'll give you the category of the
I'm not gonna change my amount.
This Pokemon entry is from Legends Arceus. So that's the final question. It's a Legends Arceus dex entry. So Zoinks, you gave me your wager. Okay. Bridget?
Can you imagine? Buzz.
I don't know. What's I can't do math. What's like the smartest?
Well, if you bet just 1 point, then you and lost, then you would stay at 6 and it would be above my 5. But it's challenging. I bet what the heart wants, you know?
Okay, I got it. Okay, thank you. Okay, and then both of you will then just DM me your answer within.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
I'm sorry.
Bridget made it public. I bet 4 points.
Sorry. I was like, I'm literally going to do exactly what you just said. So,
so Zoinks bet 4, Bridget bet 1, and you both will have 15 seconds to just give me your best guess. Are you ready?
Okay.
Oh my God. Yes. All right,
good luck. This is from Legends Arceus.
Poop.
Cells similar to those of plants have been found in its fur. Its hard tail can fell a large tree with one stroke, and the tail's sharpness exceeds even that of a sword crafted by a master.
What the hell?
Okay. I read it one more time. Yeah. Cells similar to those of plants have been found in its fur. Its hard tail can fell a large tree with one stroke, and the tail's sharpness exceeds even that of a sword crafted by a master. I'll give you both 15 seconds to give me your answers. I think, Bridget, you're locked in. Bridget is locked in.
I also am locked in, Bob.
Okay. So, Zoinks, you had 5 points. You wagered 4.
Uh-huh.
Bridget, you wagered 7 points. No. You had 7 points. You wagered 1. You both gave me the same answer. Meaning, if you're right, Zoinks will win.
If I'm
right. If you're wrong, Bridget will win. Right.
Okay.
Oh, now I hope we're wrong.
Yeah.
Here we go. One last time. Cells similar to those of plants have been found in its fur. Its hard tail can fell a large tree with one stroke, and the tail sharpness exceeds even that of a sword crafted by a master. It's from Legends Arceus. It's a speedster. The correct answer is Leafeon, which means Zoinks, you win the game.
Wow.
9-8. Congratulations.
Let's go.
Well done.
Tested by math once again.
No, the doom of math.
The Shakespeare.
Wow, that is a crazy Pokedex entry.
That is a cool entry.
I love it because when you think about it, it's like, you know, back in Hisui, and they weren't getting very technical. It's like almost like someone's like in a journal writing it down, like,
right.
Oh my God, you can't believe what you saw. But just the detail into that Pokedex entry was really nice.
Yeah, Hisui's got some wild ones. How are they studying plant-like cells on Leafeon?
They have microscopes.
That's true. It's a science I don't understand. All right, that was awesome. Thank you so much for that, Bob. That was a blast.
Yes, that was awesome. I like that a lot.
All right, are you ready? Are you two ready to tier list the Spraggles and Dupes? Sorry, not tier list. Draft. Our elite team of Spraggles and Dupes next outfits.
Yes.
Yes. We are so ready. Okay. So, because you ran that game, I think you will get first pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Okay? Oh, okay. You get first pick in the draft because I won the game. I get second pick.
And then Bridget,
and then you get third pick. And after that, we'll go snake draft back and forth. For those of you audio listeners, this is probably the point that you will have to pull up YouTube and take a look at this because we will be pulling up the outfits as we say them. And for those of you watching live on Twitch or on YouTube, don't worry. The images will get larger. When somebody picks one, I'll put it on the screen in a larger format. So, Bob, without further ado, and Ramon, we can burn through this quick. Who is or what outfit duo is your first pick of the Spraggles and Doopsnacks outfit looks draft?
Man, first of all, I'm honored to have the first pick in this amazing 2025 season draft of Spraggles and Doopsnacks outfits. I have to be aggressive early out of the gate.
Wow.
I'm very sorry to do this to both of you, but it has to be World 2, Day 2,
okay,
where we have Spraggles and Dubs wearing the NSYNC Cherry Blossom jackets here. You're being in Yokohama, having that flair out in there. It's really good. Mm-hmm. Even Dubs Snacks is like, take a look at this.
Yeah,
this, snazzy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got this. Yeah.
For everybody's context, by the way, this is all just random screen caps I've grabbed from YouTube throughout today. So the photo quality is not what I would describe as good, but thanks for playing along. Okay.
Yeah,
powerful.
It's passing. It's
powerful
passing.
First pick. Truly powerful. Impressive stuff. I think that's a great pick. Worlds are always going to be a safe bet, I think. As strong selections. However, I'm gonna go with a very modern one and a very recent outfit, I think, for my first pick. Oh, I almost pivoted. I almost last second pivoted, but I won't. I am gonna go with the NAIC Grand Finals Day from this year. Okay. You see day three. So that is a Spraggles dark blue sequence, with Dubsnax having truly a Technicolor dream coat look, on his side. also sequence. But a classic look for Dubsnax with the white shirt button off and, gold chain, which is just a immaculate look for the two of them. So that is going to be my first pick, dark sequence and Technicolor for Dupe Snacks. Bridget, how about you? What are you looking at for first pick and technically second pick? Because you get back-to-back selections now.
Right? Oh, I forgot I get two.
Yeah, you get Snake Dress, so you can play pretty aggressive here. I think there's still some fan favorites on the table. Also, chat, please, if you are watching, let us know what picks you think should be considered high priority here.
For my first pick,
mm-hmm,
I'm going to go with NAIC 1, Day 2,
okay,
which is kind of a Spraggles classic.
Yeah.
And
I think
the
same jacket, right? That I No, it's a slightly different lapel, I think.
Yeah, I do like when he matches the pants with the jacket. Unfortunately, mm-hmm, I do not think he could find the blue sequin pants to match this. But really what I'm looking at is the Dubsnax fits, guys.
The bolo tie.
Playing Spraggles in a fringe vest. He definitely has a belt buckle on,
uh-huh,
and the bolo tie. I mean, with the topaz, probably fake, gemstone there. I mean, it's stunning.
It's so good. It's so good. I love that outfit. Very good choice for a first pick. Well done.
Thank you.
Okay, following it up, what are you going with?
I actually think, man, I actually really like the LAIC fits a lot.
Yeah, me too. I was also looking at those, so maybe chill out.
I was gonna do a different one because of subjectivity, but I think it's something I can maybe wait to draft later.
Okay.
So for now, I'm gonna do LAIC 1, Day 3 Grand Finals.
Oh.
Our very first Sunday Grand Finals in Pokemon Unite, and they almost have like not inverted, but pretty matching like gold and black, mm-hmm, vibes going on. I like Dubsnax's little black bow tie with like the gold embellishment, where Spraggles has like the black base with like the gold, mm-hmm, bow tie. It's pretty cute as a duo. So
yeah,
for that reason, I will go with the LAIC Grand Finals fit.
Good pick. Solid.
I think it's an immaculate pick. It's also a pretty rare pick, by the way, because despite Championship Sunday and like, you know, I tend to wear a lot of gold on like finals days.
True.
These two don't. Notably, Spraggles and Dubsnax very rarely wear gold. It just be like slight touches of gold. So I think getting this LAIC 1 Day 3 pick is very smart, because this is a very rare Dubsnax and Spraggles combo. So well done. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, good pickup. Yeah, good pickup.
Good job.
Okay. Interesting. Now, okay. I think I'm going to go, and this is a weird one because I don't think the pictures are going to do it justice, but if you were there in person, you get it. I am going to go with the very first EUIC and do day two for similar reasons.
Ooh.
Now, this is...
I like this one.
This is another hardcore matching combo, which is why I'm giving it a plus. For anybody's watching, it was right around the release of Scarlet and Violet, which is very important for the context of all of their outfits at this event. For the context, this was the other outfit they wore at this event. It was also Scarlet and Violet, but just the sweet sequence version. I am electing to give up the sequence version because I will have more sequence picks on my draft, but we don't get very many velvet suit jackets on the team.
Not okay? The style diversity in the pick.
Yeah, so I'm going with the Spraggles and Dupe Snacks look from EUIC in their second day. This will also be their finals day with the crushed velvet look. Also, Dupe Snacks with the red jacket and the small of pin. Reference to his daughter's name, Olive. It's just, it really takes the cake. So I am going with that as my pick for my next draft, which will be EUIC 1, day 2.
Perfect.
All right. That means Buzzer Bob is up next with two picks in a row. After a very strong start with the cherry blossom matching jackets from World Zero 2.
Man, I got two in a row. Okay, that's fine. I'm leaning one of these, my eyes directly went to, and I'm like,
yeah,
when I picture Spraggles and Dubs doing what they do best.
Uh-huh.
This is like the iconic combo here. I'm doing from just this year, I'm doing NAIC 3 day 1. I think this combo goes really hard because
it's good.
I do like when they're kind of in sync with one another, with like the same outfits and maybe like the same designs. But this just really shows off their personalities. They're both very professional. Don't get me wrong. Spraggles gets that, you know, blue sparkly, you know, showman type feel, which, you know, we, you know, known him as. And then Dupe Snacks has more of that casual, laid back, presentable, play-by-play action commentator feel as well, because he has that gold chain going. So I like that professional versus casual almost type aura that they're trying to pull off here.
Okay.
So it feels like they kind of play off one another really well, and the energies just combine into a glorious broadcast that we all see year after year. So yeah, I had to go with that one. It's very classic Dubs and Spraggles outfits.
I like that. I'm gonna be honest. I think that's my first surprise pick. I did not expect an ESC 3 day 1 to go this early in the draft. I'm pretty surprised. I think it's a good pick. I just am surprised. But there's no bad outfits on this list.
No, absolutely.
But
not.
I just am surprised that one went that early. So interesting. Okay, Bob, I like it. How about for your follow-up pick as we send the draft the other direction?
Oh man, this is a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know. There's so many good ones here.
There's some
I don't
good
know
ones.
Which one. The question is, which one do I want to take ownership of right now? I'm looking. I'm thinking about it.
Bridget, while Bob thinks about it, is there one that he could say that you would get upset at right now? Because I have one in mind that desperately want to get. And I think you might also. Yeah, I think you might also be going after this one. So I'm very happy I'm after Pop. So.
I'm trying to balance my team, Spraggles and my Dupe Snacks.
Ooh,
I need to,
fair.
You know.
Yep. Also, fun note, we each currently have one Spraggles in dark blue sequence jacket photo.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
Which I think is really cool.
There's a couple of those.
Yeah,
it's a good look.
It's a good look. I think there's only one more available of that jacket in the available pool in NAIC 2 day 2.
What about
that? Oh, that hasn't
day
been
day one looks similar, but
yes,
it's different.
But it's not sequence. I don't think. But yeah,
no, it's like brush strokes.
Yeah,
it's very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's still on me, right?
Yes. Still on you.
God, this is so tense. I think I'm torn between two, and I'm just gonna go pick one. I'm gonna go with, maybe controversial.
Oh.
Okay, sorry.
The suspense is killing me.
This is peak podcasting, by the way. Like, this is so good for a podcast.
We can add this out in post, right?
Yeah.
It's totally
absolutely not.
Yeah. Thanks, always edits them. What? Yeah.
Right. I'm gonna go with Studio 4.
Whoa. Okay.
The reason why I come back to Studio 4.
It's a good one.
Is just,
I like some of these studio ones. I can't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the studio ones go hard. This one, I just love the bright, vibrant atmosphere of Jake's of jacket. But also look at Dubes. Like, who can pull off
a test pattern suit jacket on a suit jacket.
Exactly.
But and a rare just, silver chain experience, by the way.
The silver chain is
rare
as well. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I just like just the fun of this photo. And I think, you know, I've been in broadcast for years. I do a lot of broadcast stuff. So I like Dubes kind of repping that, you know, color bars and testing broadcast signals on his jacket. But I think Jake really does look good in a bright, non-sparkly outfit. He pulls it off well when he does, but I like seeing him in those neutral colors as well, with like that almost like, was it's like a pink and blue shirt type type combo. So yeah, big fan of that.
Okay, for my next pick, I've thought about this a lot. Pop Pop is giving me some time. This is such a hard decision between the two. But I think I might get. I'll talk about my process. I am going between the two Worlds Year 3 looks. That is what I am bouncing between right now. They are both fantastic, but I think I'm going to get different Dupe Stacks looks this way. I'm going with Worlds 3 Day 2. I thought you might be going after that one.
I didn't want it.
Worlds 3, Day 2, for a few reasons. One, I mean, it's Dupesnax in the Bruxish coated jacket. Maybe the most buttons down we've ever gotten from Dupesnax on a broadcast.
It's a comically big shark tooth necklace.
Yes. So
it's so ridiculous.
So Dupesnax's outfit like speaks for itself. Like that's what catches your eye at first. This is probably my favorite Spraggles look. And it goes a little underappreciated, I think, in the context of this photo, because it's so bright on the right hand side of your screen from Dupesnax. This like dark palette behind a multi kind of rose look from the jacket is amazing. Pairs really well with the armorish pin. I think that's my armorish pin. I just really like the look. So this look from Worlds was my favorite that the two of them had together, and it's one of my favorite Spraggles looks by far. So I think Jake carrying this photo for me. I'm locking up this Worlds photo.
Good pick.
Thank you. How about you, Bridget? You get two in a row now. Are you going to take the other Worlds look from me, or what are we looking at?
I think I am. I was trying to look at my substitutes to make sure that was my best option. Let me look at your holistic screen here. But yeah, I do think I will go ahead and grab that Worlds 3 Day 1. Yep. It has a lot of the elements that I like from the one that Zoinks rudely stole from me. Dupesnax is wearing his comically large shark tooth necklace. Yes. Spraggles has on a like pink floral suit with the matching pants. I like when he matches the pants. I think it's a nice touch.
Yep.
Dupesnax
the
also
blue
has on
flowers
some
match the blue shirt underneath as well. It's very cool.
Dupesnax is wearing a very chaotic floral print shirt. I also have a special affiliation with this shirt because I believe I sent it to like one of my college friends because I loved the shirt so much, and she like found it online.
What?
It was like, here it is if you want it. She's a sleuth. She is like one of the most like, she could find anything probably on the internet. Like, she's crazy in the best way. So for that reason, I will pick up the Worlds 3 Day 1.
Awesome.
Fits. For
beautiful.
I did want a world's outfit choice.
Yep,
so I have an NAIC one, an LAIC one, and a world's fit. For my next one, I am going to ACL day two.
Yo, okay, ACL day two making an appearance.
Yeah, it does. I think I do. Yeah, I double up. Well, actually, this is a different Spraggles.
This is a different floral. Spraggles pink and blue suit. However, mm-hmm. it does make an appearance elsewhere on the list, I think, but not in the last one you chose.
I was afraid I was getting the same one. That's kind of why I wanted the other world's one. But this is more cherry blossoms, where the other was like more like actual like flower arrangements. I can't identify the flowers, but I loved the effort of, hey, we're in Japan. We're wearing our Japan suit jackets this year. And so Spraggles has the cherry blossoms, and I'm not even really sure what Dubstax's is, if I'm being honest. It's like a teal with like almost like
a peacock or something on it.
Like, yeah, some kind of like phoenix-esque bird drawn in like a more traditional Japanese style, and it's probably such a ripoff. It's probably not accurate. Maybe it is. Maybe it's, you know, depicting something really important, but I do not know the context of, and I guess I'm saying that Dubstax probably doesn't either, but I think they looked good, and I liked both these two jackets a lot.
Cool. I like them a lot too. All right, for my next pick, this is going to be my fourth pick, so not exactly my final one yet. I am going to take a different approach than I have for any of my other selections, and I'm going old school. I'm going World's Year One, Day Two. This thing, it started it all off. This was our first ever Grand Finals cast outfits.
Memories.
Look at these two gentlemen.
They're so little.
We have Spraggles in his classic blue and black look, but not sequins, but just still a really gorgeous look of the jacket and a gigantic bow tie. And then Dubstax with just an iconic rose suit jacket, very similar to one of his inspirations, like Captain Flowers, a League of Legends caster. It was great. It fit the vibe so well. It kind of fits the background a little bit, low key, like where they're set up and everything. It was so good. Magnifique. I love their look there. So World's Year One, Day Two is my fourth pick. Bob, it is time for your final two selections of your outfit draft.
Final two already? Dang, we came so far.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of good outfits here. I'm gonna go with probably maybe a safe. Oh, see, now I don't know, because this is the last two. I have two in a row, right? Oh, this is, you know what, just because he pulled it off, I'm doing Studio Two.
Do another studio pick for Buzzer Bob.
I'm doing another studio.
Uh-huh.
I love studios so much.
This was my biggest studio option, by the way. I was considering a lot the studio too.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, you're seeing both of these gentlemen in not what they're known for like today. Like, you know, Jake has more of like, again, more of the presentation style, the sparkles, the blues, the blacks. This one has a pop of orange to it, which is nice. I like it. It's still sparkly, but Dubstax with this green, this lime green outfit, pulls it off really nicely with the contrast with the background. It's a hard color to pull off, but he did it. So definitely this studio pick, I think, is pretty solid. So that's my fourth. And then for my fifth and final pick, man,
there's some good ones in there still. I think low-key, we're sleeping on the other LAIC outfit. Is another option that people should.
I have literally all the LAIC outfits up there.
As options, there's still some Studio Heat, I think.
Is worth noting, IMO.
Yeah, there's some good ones. And I actually am kind of surprised the other Hand of the EOIC Scarlet Violet release has not been considered. But anyway, those are just things I am just throwing out there.
Just throwing it out there, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Oh man, I'm looking at the board here, seeing what everyone has picked so far.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes simplicity is best.
Okay, mm-hmm. Interesting.
And I'm just making sure I'm not you know, dropping the ball here. I'm just looking at it. I'm just gonna go with EUIC 3, day 3.
I just
love the simplicity of this, of the style. I love the presentation of them just sitting down having a conversation. Yeah. I think this is right before probably like the finals match that day at EUIC. Yep.
Exactly.
I think you can't go wrong with just a nice blazer and just sitting down on really comfortable couches and having a conversation with the user. Sorry, that's my day job talking. The user study.
We need to think about the user. Okay.
Consumer. KPIs.
No, too much. Sorry. Too deep, too real.
I just love this a lot. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You don't gotta do too much. You keep it clean. You keep it simple. You keep it classic. I think this is a really solid choice. And thank you to Zoinks for getting Mimikyu in the background of this shot.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Me and production worked on it pretty hard. Okay, interesting. I mean, shocker of a final pick to me. Not even one of the sleepy ones, but okay. All right, Jason, this is my final pick of the inaugural Spraggles and Jude Snacks outfit draft. I feel like so far I've got two Spraggles blue outfits, so I don't want to dip back into those to round up my draft. But I also don't have a studio outfit yet, and low key, I think Studio 3 was some heat. Studio 3, this screen cap does not do it justice, but Spraggles is pulling off the galaxy look that we were talking about early, a deep purple, blue, orange sequence pattern, and then Deus Ex looks like he's literally on fire, with his, so I'm gonna take Studio 3 as my final pick. I'm leaving some good stuff on the table for Bridget, I'm not gonna lie.
I know, I actually have like some options.
Yeah, I mean, we have 30, so we could go deeper, but I think doing 5 each is probably best. Plus, we're like almost at 2 hours on this podcast, so
it was a fun one. I would like to the way I've been going about this is I like getting ones from different events.
Yeah.
So I would like, I'm looking at like EUIC or studio, which I do like the scarlet and violet of it all, honestly. But it's just not like speaking to me as much as Studio 5 is.
Studio 5!
Okay. I love Studio 5, and the words I want to use to describe it, I do not know it would be like appropriate for the podcast.
Interesting. Yeah, okay. Sure.
The cheetah print, like, they're both wearing black undershirts. Dupesack has, like, a cheetah. I believe it's cheetah print.
Yeah.
Jacket. That's just cheetah. So, like, it's, like, giving, like, feminine, like, diva down, like, boot. I just really like the cheetah print of it all. And then Spraggles has this nice, almost, like, paint splattery, like dark and red and yellows going on in his suit jacket. I don't know. Yeah. It's just kind of like,
it's like a negative space color jacket or something. It's interesting.
I see that.
Yeah. If I could do like a tongue pop, that's what I would be doing.
Okay.
In response to outfits. I really like that.
Yeah. Wow. What an interesting, but I think really good final pick. I like it a lot. Okay. Good, so that is the Studio 5 as the final selection, meaning that we do have a few, I call them iconic looks still available. I think the one that
definitely.
I shocked was ran past everybody was LEIC 1 day 2.
That was the other one.
I could have picked every LEIC fit.
Because
truly,
wow. That is the most jacket that Spraggles has ever worn. That is the most.
I'm not saying a lot.
Like, wow. He looked like Baby Bottle Pop and and Diamonds did a collab. It was incredible. That look I think was a bit of a sleeper option. Other than that, I think one of the NEIC fits from Spraggles I was thinking about too. There's a lot of good ones. I already talked about how I was shocked that EUIC day 1 didn't go, but
the context makes it better.
True.
Yeah.
Studio One, by the way, this was the Valentine's weekend show, I think.
Aww.
So very pink. Pink Heavy was strong. I liked that a lot. Dupe Snacks with look, his jacket looks like it's furry. I don't know.
It looks like a bird. Yeah.
It does. It does.
Sleeping fur, and then Jake in his iconic, just like pure pink blazer. It's a good one.
Yep.
Too. But
pretty good.
Classic.
All right. Well, those are our final picks. If you are somehow still listening to this in just audio, I have chosen the Fits from NAIC 3, Day 3, EYC 1, Day 2, World's Year 3, Day 2, World's Year 1, Day 2, and Studio 3. You can't look that up, but Bridget has chosen NAIC Year 1, Day 2, LAIC Year 1, Day 3, World's Year 3, Day 1, ACL Day 2 and Studio 5 show. Bob has chosen Worlds Year 2, Day 2, NAIC Year 3, Day 1, Studio 4, Studio 2, and EOIC Year 3, Day 3. Go do your own homework. Look with us up if you're watching this on audio.
Dexter pointed out all day threes drafted by each three different people. So we all got a day three from this year.
The champ Sunday looks. That's awesome.
Yeah, they go hard. Honestly, Sprinkles and Dupe Snacks could use this for analysis, probably.
Yeah, this is good.
Optimal fits.
Run the numbers. I like that a lot.
Looking for unsolicited feedback.
There you go.
Awesome. Well, everybody, thank you so much for joining us. Truly this wild ride of an episode. It turned into somehow a predictions episode, but also some fun Pokedex trivia, and we even drafted our favorite caster duo's favorite looks. It's also what we ended up drafting, which is a blast. So please, if you're watching this on YouTube, who won the draft? Was it me? Was it Bridget? Was it Buzzer Bob? And Dupe Snacks is now learning what this is by walking into the draft. That is so funny. But okay.
I'm really happy he didn't see it until we flashed away.
That's true. It would be too much outside influence if it happened. But everybody, please let us know who won the draft, and I think we're probably gonna be posting this on social, so if you want to interact with us or whatever, you can follow me at Zoinkscast, follow Bridget at Big Bridget, and at Buzzer Bob, right Bob?
Buzzer Bob TV on socials and Buzzer Bob on Twitch.
Perfect. That's awesome. And while you're at it, anything else to plug before we get out of here?
No, I think if you're listening to this, I will be at Worlds with the Unite crew also there, so please, I want to see a lot of great people down there. I love talking to folks, and stay tuned for more maybe Pokemon trivia Unite stuff coming in the future, so
it's gonna be awesome. All three of us on this call are gonna be at Worlds. It's gonna be sick.
I know. Yeah. I can't wait to see you guys.
It's gonna be a blast. All right, Bridget, how about you? Anything to plug before we get out of here?
Just will continue to plug the First Step Summer Series that Underdunk has been putting on. They just finished their first week, and it's only like a week long commitment, so there's four separate weeks, I believe, so we're just I think getting started on week two. So if you were watching what was going on in week one and are interested, it is for all different levels of competitive experience, so you literally could be anyone and join. Yeah. There is no barrier to entry whatsoever, but just let us get in contact with Bina, Steel Legend Kyle. We've been posting a lot about it on Twitter. So just want to plug Summer Series.
Yeah, it's actually so sick. I really enjoy really that cute. Series. I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast last time. We did do a small little shout out, but last time I talked about it, I think it was on here, but I did say then, and I'll say it again now. It's so cool. It's broke containment. Like, I've had, like, Chicago local to me, like, trading card game and video game players saying, like, hey, we're going to sign up for this because that's really cool. We think Unite's interesting. So we want to try it out. So that's awesome at like, bare minimum, people getting the chance to play in five stacks and kind of enjoy this game, sort of the way it was designed to be played, is so sick. But then even more people getting interested in the competitive side of things is amazing. There's so many volunteers behind the project.
Yeah,
it truly
it's a
is
good
like
space.
Such. There's so much positive energy, so many cool things happening with it. And this is literally their first run at it. So I'm very excited for the Summer Series program. I think my favorite thing on Earth that Beta did is she gave all of the teams that you get assigned to, like, because you get assigned to a team for a week, like, a cute little, like, camp name. Like, I'm going to pull up some of the names. They are adorable.
Some people have made fan art. Like, there's a fan art. It's a really cute, I was a mentor. I did, like, one mentor session.
What was your team name?
So the mentors don't have, like, they're not, like, assigned to a specific team. We just kind of, like, help everyone and anyone from, and we kind of have like office hours, so like we sign up for like a 2-hour time slot, so there's always like a mentor in the VC from certain times, and we just like 5-stacked. I was like, I haven't 5-stacked, I'm a mentor and I haven't 5-stacked in a while, but it was just like so fun. Like, so cool. It is a really, I obviously haven't been in there a ton, but it's a really cute and fun space, and I like, it's very like welcoming, if that's of any concern to anyone. It was very nice.
So cool. Like, just some of these, if you sign up for the first step, the summer series, you get assigned to teams like the Smorshawats, or the SPF Sobbles, or the Surfing Squirtles, or the Tropical Torchics. Like, come on, that's the best
They're
thing
all you can't very
beat
cute. That.
You can't beat those awesome names.
Yeah, especially Smorshawats. Picking... Like, oh my god, I would fight tooth and nail to be on the Smorshawats. So that's so sick.
I think Bina was even taking, like, name suggestions if you feel like you have a banger, so.
Okay, good to hear, good to hear.
It's great, they're doing such a good job.
Awesome. So again, if you're listening to this podcast, you're interested in competitive, you're interested in Unite, you want to try to play, I do believe signups have like opened up for weeks throughout the event. Like, there's still signups available, I believe, at this time. I could be wrong about that, but seriously, look into it. It's a really cool program. The summer series, if you want to, I think the best place to probably go to Steel Agent Kyle's Twitter or the Underdunk Twitter. Would probably be the best places to go look for it. So go check it out. Everybody's really awesome tournament series. Other than that, we're going to say goodbye to you for this week. It's been so much fun. Reminder, if you're watching on YouTube, please let us know which of us three drafted the best lineup of Spraggles Dupe Snacks looks. Other than that, we'll see y'all next time, Dunkheads. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.